It's not like any other podcast, coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast.
Well, hey everybody, Darren Garman here, and welcome again to this week's podcast. I am looking forward to chatting with you today and going over information on the Heartland Multifamily Investment Summit. And so what we'll do on this week's podcast is give you pretty much an overview of what you can expect if you decide to attend the summit. What's it all about? Who's it for? Why am I doing it? And I'll hit the high points for you this week about the summit and why we're even going through this process and why it really makes sense for really serious investors to seriously consider attending the summit. And so this is something that not many people do. If you are following, connected to, get information from, let's just say, people that do what I do or do things similar to what I'm doing, more than likely you don't get invitations to do this, not only to get together and really strategize personally and in person with me or with them. On really getting the most out of multifamily real estate as an investment, especially in today's world, in today's times. And that's being said in a positive way because it is one of the better investments you can make right now and into the future. And I'll talk more about that later. But also just having them explain this and go over this information to you and with you because most people don't do this. And that's really, frankly, one of the reasons why I'm doing it, as well as being able to help investors that are serious about making multifamily part of their investment life in a more major way, whether it's adding more multifamily investments to what they already own, or maybe finally making those decisions and commitments to make multifamily a part of their investment world. So that's what we're going to talk about on today's podcast. And let's go ahead and let's start with the dates. And the reason why I picked the dates for 2020, and the dates are January 13th and March 9th. And I do that for really a couple reasons. So number one is to give investors plenty of time to plan, make arrangements, and do whatever you need to do in order to be here. At first I was thinking about having the investment summit in November or December, and early November is probably better than late November because you've of course got Thanksgiving holiday. And you know, the thing about December is then you're pretty much competing with Santa Claus and all of the things that go on in all of our lives during the month of December. And I mean, if you're not done early December, you may as well just forget about it. So we're going to go into 2020. And so those are two reasons. But, you know, the main reason is the next year is going to prove pivotal in terms of where we're at with conventional investing. It's going to prove pivotal in terms of where the stock market is going, for example. It's going to prove pivotal to where interest rates are going. It's going to prove pivotal in terms of what our government's going to be doing in terms of decisions with budgets, shutdowns, yes or no. It's going to prove pivotal in terms of what's going on with China. It's going to prove pivotal with trade. I mean, there's so many things on the docket that 2020 is going to be a huge pivotal year for serious investors to really understand how they can really do two things. Number one, get the most out of multifamily real estate as an investor and owner in multifamily communities. And when you've got so much information out there, in today's world, you don't know whether it's real or fake, do you? And that's a problem, because you can just do, if you're savvy on the internet, you can do a number of searches and come up with a whole bunch of different opportunities to be involved in. You can go on social media and find many opportunities to be involved in. But really, at the end of the day, what is real and what is fake? What is? It's hard to know. And it's really not fair for investors like us. I mean, the information age is great for a number of reasons. But one of the things is information in our technology is really, in a lot of cases, making the false appear real and taking advantage of investors day in and day out. And that's really not fair. And what investors are telling me over and over again, what they want is they want to know that there is a real investment alternative with real investors involved, having real track records of being available over 10, 15 years or longer. In my case, it's over 20, where they can tap into that expertise and really own multifamily communities and make their investments grow in almost quantum leaps based on where their investments are now. And those main reasons are because we are entering a time where we're going to have unprecedented growth in the number of people wanting to and needing to rent. This group will continue to grow exponentially. In addition to that, the other group that's going to continue to grow exponentially are investors that want to own what we own. So it will really be a supply and demand issue, and I say issue in a good way for us, because more and more investors, especially Wall Street types, family offices, large companies, insurance companies, etc., will continue to seek out and want to own multifamily communities because of not only the trend with tenants lining up out the door wanting to rent and continuing to want to rent, but also a place to provide a good and predictable return. And you want to be the owners of those investments that are going to really tip the scale in terms of supply and demand. Okay. And that's like the big picture. Smaller things that investors are telling me, smaller reasons, but still, I mean, they're important, and I'm not saying they're not as important, but they're important, are performance and predictability with investment, insulation from outside forces. So think about social forces, economic and political forces. You can't look at, watch anything or listen to anything today without any being affected by that. Technology, right? So I just read again, somebody's being sued by some state attorney general for another leakage, break into their information and stealing of information and not disclosing it. And the nice thing is, investment real estate, especially multifamily communities, provide insulation from that kind of stuff. I mean, my investment partners, they're not affected by any of that technology stuff at all, because you can't break into our 128 unit apartment community. How do you break in there and steal it? You can't. It's already done. It's a done deal. You can't break into the physical asset, right? So there's insulation from technology, you know, the elimination of market ups and downs and sleepless nights and worry, and really about, as I said before, the grounded truth about real opportunities to grow income and wealth. And that's why I'm doing this. And that's why the Multifamily Investment Summit and Property Tour will be so informational to serious investors that it'll literally be a game changer quantum leap experience for them in terms of where they are now from an investment standpoint to where they'll be in the next 3 to 5 years. It really will be. And the interesting thing about the investment summit, again, in January and March, and the information's on the website again at heartlandinvestmentsummit.com. There's more detail there. But the this is not for the casual investor. So this isn't like a boot camp. It's not a thing where I'm looking to sell butts in seats because it's free. I mean, hopefully you've noticed that if you've taken a look at the information. If you haven't, this is free. This is free. Okay. So I'm not doing this to sell butts in seats to get people to attend so I can make some money. This is absolutely free. Right? So it's not one of those conferences, events, boot camps. It's not anything like that. It is a multifamily summit and property tour. And to be able to be a serious investor, to not only be able to lock in the kind of information that we're going to cover in our day together, but then after that information is learned by investors, to be able to now go out into the market and see real world, nose to nose, toes to toes, face to face, how all of this is applicable with real properties owned is huge. So now it's not just a bunch of theory. It's not a bunch of somebody talking and telling you how it is. You see exactly how it is. And again, no one else does this. And there's probably reasons they don't, by the way, but I won't get into that. But no one else does this. So we're really going to be having 4 sessions during our time together. Session 1's really going to be how multifamily investing is really game changers in investors' lives, really better than really any other investment in today's world. So if you attend, you'll be exposed to how multifamily investing, if done the right way, is the best investment out there today for serious investors. And by best, because that can mean a lot, the word best can mean many different things to many different investors. So my definition of best is the best return that you can get, the best income that you can get with the risk involved, and the realistic upside from where these investments are now to what the marketplace is telling all of us to where they will be 3 to 5 years down the road. That's my definition of best. So session 1, we're going to talk about that, about larger, more predictable returns without the stress that most people, most investors feel they've got to, you know, go through. So in order to really crank out the maximum return and income, I got to go through, you know, worry and sleepless nights and ups and downs. Well, that's a bunch of BS. You don't have to. And really, insulation from those outside forces like politics and trade and bad economic news, and frankly, you're not even going to care about that. So right now, I don't care about any bad, good or bad economic or social or political news, or good as far as my investment and ownership in these multifamily communities are concerned. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter for the most part, right? So that'll be a huge eye-opener for many people, for many investors. And that's session 1. Session 2 is really how we use skin in the game multifamily investing. Skin in the game multifamily investing. That pretty much says it all. And how using skin in the game multifamily investing, especially in the heartland, has proven to be one of the most successful investment formulas that many investors have really encountered. And it's really applying skin in the game mindset, skin in the game investing to multifamily investing. And, you know, at the end of the day, there's really a huge difference between somebody talking you into and trying to sell you something like an investment versus being involved in it with you, taking the risk or even in some cases more risk and having the I's dotted, T crossed, and investment monitored each and every day. Big deal, right? And we're going to talk about that and how this has been a game changer, again, for many investors. And that's session two. Session three, we really boil it down to how investors can get the biggest cash flow of their lives. And, you know, when you talk to investors, I mean, just so if you just come up to somebody, friend, relative, whatever, and just say, hey, when you think of multifamily investing or owning your own apartment community or your own multifamily investment, what do you think? What would be the reason why you would do that? And most people will tell, well, cash flow. That's what most people would say. Well, because of cash flow. And by the way, that's true. That is a reason why. But the biggest reason is because the biggest cash flow you'll ever get from a multifamily property is when? When you sell it. That's when you get your biggest cash flow, is when you sell. And so this kind of boring, contrarian investment thinking that has been a staple of our multifamily investment formulas and processes through the years, we're really going to expand on this and really demonstrate how you can, as an investor, really get the biggest cash flow of your life. How you can set it up, how you can organize, and how you can plan for it. And of course, it involves how you can use multifamily apartment communities to do that. That'll be a great session, by the way. Session three is going to be huge. I mean, as an investor, this will probably be, sessions one and two will be good, really good. But session three will be like, holy crap. This is huge. Not in terms of blowing your mind huge, you know, but it'll be, I can't wait for session three. It'll be huge for a lot of investors, big eye opening, and especially how they can organize, plan, and get ready to really, you know, have that biggest cash flow of their lives, ready to go and ramped up. It'll be cool. It'll be a lot of fun. So that's session three. And then session four. Session four is basically now we go out and we look at these properties live and in person. We get to kick the bricks, walk the properties, look at the locations, look at the condition of the properties. And this is where it all comes together. Because look, you and I can listen to 500 podcasts. We can read 500 books. And we can theorize about this stuff mentally all day long. But until we get out there and actually look, touch, feel, see, experience, a lot of that doesn't do us any good. So bringing all this together where, you know, we get in a group and we go out and we look at stuff. And we talk about how, what the process was from locating, finding, putting the properties under contract, purchasing, strategies and growing the value, the income stream, all of those kinds of things. So just to give you like a quick highlight. So one of the properties will, I'll be showing you how we purchased a property and within 30 days had offers of well over $1 million more than what we paid for the property. I'll show you properties where I get at least one email. I take that back. I get at least two or three emails or one phone call a week from people saying, hey, do you want to sell that property? Okay. And having that kind of information and bringing it all together like that is huge. Again, you can listen to podcasts and read books about this, but seeing it live and then putting it together is really, really something else. And then after those sessions, we basically call it a day. And then the next morning, we get together and we talk about strategy. Okay, so knowing what you know now and seeing what you've seen, now we talk strategy. in terms of how can you get this implemented in your life. Now, here's the important thing about when we talk strategy. When we talk strategy, this is not a sales presentation. Okay, this is not me now saying, okay, how much do you want to invest? Get your checkbook out. Let's get this deal closed. There will be no selling at this event. There will be no pressure in selling or anything. There's not going to be any pressure to sign up for anything. There's no pressure to buy anything. There's no pressure to invest in anything. This is not the case. You will not see, hear, or experience any kind of closing pressure sales tactics here. That's not going to happen because that's not what this is about. This is about exposing serious investors to what is available to them and how they can make really game-changing decisions in their lives. And part of this is our strategy session. Okay, so knowing what you know now, here's like the four things you should really be thinking about doing. Okay, and how you can get from where you are now, whether it's with regular money, whether it's with IRA or 401k money, whether it's both, to where you really want to be. And the answer is, of course, different for everybody, depending on age, income, career, where you are now, where you want to be. I mean, I have investors that work with me day in and day out that they're basically professional investors. So they have the financial capability and the net worth to basically pick and choose investments to be involved in, and that's kind of what they do. All the way to, you know, professionals that still have their own career, still run their own businesses, still run their own companies, and everything from, you know, business owners to professional salespeople to people that are higher ranking in those companies, you know, all the way to people that own their own businesses. You know, maybe it's their dental practice, or maybe it's their own lawn care and snow removal company. I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of examples I could give you. But that's really what we're looking at. And that's really what the Multifamily Investment Summit and Tour is really about. And again, as a reminder, we're talking 2020. And so giving you plenty of time to ramp up and prepare to come. And that's either on January 13th or March 9th. Now, here's a cool thing. Actually, a couple things. Number one, we're having it in Cedar Rapids, obviously. And Cedar Rapids is an easy place to get to. I mean, we've got an airport, Eastern Iowa Airport. And so from many places, it's a direct flight. So direct from Denver, Dallas, Chicago, Detroit, Minneapolis, Atlanta. So there's a lot of direct flights to Cedar Rapids. And worst case, you know, you may have to connect somewhere to get here if you're flying. So what? I mean, no big deal. And of course, driving is no big deal for many people either. But here's the key to all of this, guys. The key is, this is really just for 15 investors maximum. That's the maximum I want. Again, like I said before, this isn't a big boot camp. This isn't a big seminar where I'm trying to sell butts and seats. This has to be a small group in order to get the most out of this. I can't have 100 people here and then have those 100 people to expect to get as much information from me, get as much of me as they possibly can. It is unrealistic to think that's the case with a large group. Small group, it's realistic and definitely what needs to be done. And that's why I have it just limited to 15 people. So, you know, if this is something that makes sense and you can see yourself coming, maybe it's you, maybe you and a business partner, maybe you and a spouse, you and your significant other, whatever, keep in mind, it's 15. That's really the maximum. I mean, that's not just talk. That's what's really going to be the case. Okay. And so there's more information at Heartland HeartlandInvestmentSummit.com. That's HeartlandInvestmentSummit.com. I get into more detail and more information there. You can explore that. And then, of course, there's ways to sign up and reserve your spot. And again, there is no cost to attend. It is free. And there's not going to be any kind of closing, any kind of sales tactics or pressure. There's no catch here. This is just providing serious, serious information to investors. And I talk on the at HeartlandInvestmentSummit.com. I talk about how that is so very important. Okay. And so, again, I'm glad you joined me for this week's podcast. I took kind of a fork in the road with this week instead of talking about, some of the larger picture things that are going on in the marketplace and with our investments, to really talk about the investment summit, just because the number of emails I get and the questions I get, and I just thought it would be a really good idea for those serious investors to really understand what we're up to and what's going on and what the big deal is and why it really makes sense for a few, not all, but a few investors to really attend. All right. Have a great day. Have a great week or weekend, whenever you've listened to me. Take care. Talk to you later. See ya. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com. Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com.